Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year Shekhi's special schus for Yaakov and Sarah Esther, Lasiv, Kogun, Bekarov, and Lachana Rachel, Basmerim, Rivka, Leda, Kali, Alibari, Vishalib, Ramachi, Varvisha, Sagita, Rufus, Yamim, Vishanim, Tovos. And also for Moshe, Gabriel, Ben Yehudis, he should have Bracha, Vatzlacha, Bechol, Masa, Yadav. We're going to be talking about the din of Bab Machteres, Bishabis, based on the Sefer Bat Kodesh. In Simon Samach Aleph, it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Ayin Beis Amid Beis, Tan Rabbanim, etc. Ein lo damim bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. And if someone's baba machteres, whether it's the weekday or Shabbos, ein lo damim, and the balabais is allowed to kill this man who is trying to invade his home. The Gemara says, Salka da'itachamin midi da'have aharuge beistin. I might think that he is similar to Haruge Beis Din, that on Shabbos we don't kill Haruge Beis Din. So he also may not kill a Bava Machteres on Shabbos. Kamashmala de Katalina. So Kamashmala, no. We taka do kill him. We are allowed to kill him. Ain't lo dumb. Rashi says, Kamashmala de Katalina mishum pikuach nefesh dehach. We kill him because of the pikuach nefesh of the Balabais, to save the Balabais' life. Now this sugya requires a great understanding, because after the Torah says that the din of a roidef is that hutur damo, you're allowed to kill him, latzelus harnirdof, it's pashut that the same applies to Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos, like Rashi says. So what does this have to do with haruge beis din, that you're now allowed to kill them on Shabbos because you're now allowed to kill haruge beis din on Shabbos? There, there's no pikuach nefesh. There, the din is, there's no chiyuv mises beis din. The chiyuv mises beis din isn't docha Shabbos. But here it's pikuach nefesh. What is the fact that lo katlin and the beis din doesn't kill on Shabbos have to do with the baba machteres? Let's do with the price of what is the price of oil in Japan have to do with the price of tea in China? I mean, come on. So what is the inyan of lo katlin and the beis din doesn't kill on Shabbos have to do with the pikuach nefesh of the baba machteres? To have a meaning. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim that maybe Baba Machteres isn't really considered Pikuach Nefesh. Why isn't he considered Pikuach Nefesh? Because let him just give his money away. If he gives his money away, the guy doesn't want to kill him, the guy just wants his money. But the Miri says, as I Kol she'amarnu alav shein lo damim nitna rishus lahargo bein b'chol bein b'shabbos alva pisha rigas beis din ena doicha Shabbos b'zui tira she'kameisu v'ein lo damim klal. Miri writes that we said that he has no damim, the Torah gives rishus to kill him whether it's weekday or Shabbos, even though harigas beis din isn't doicha Shabbos. Here it's permitted because it's like he's dead and he has no blood at all. V'hadvarim stumim v'chasumim. What does he mean that the heter is because he's like he's dead? The nidon here is the chil Shabbos, not the ritzicha. During the weekday, you're allowed to kill him. The issue here is Shabbos. During the weekday, you're allowed to kill him like Baba Machteres. Shaila here is, you're allowed to kill him on Shabbos. Is there an issue of Chil Shabbos? The Miri says you're allowed to kill him because he's like he's dead. Fakasha, how does that solve the Shabbos problem? Uvi Yose Yesh L'tmoa, a bigger Shaila. The Miri later, Kishem Shabiyar Nabob Machteres Shemut Lahargo Af B'Shabbos, Kacharodif Acharver Lahargo Yerosh Anitan Latzilo Benaf Shaf B'Shabbos. Just like Zok the Meiri, a Baba Machteres, you're allowed to kill on Shabbos, so to a Roidif. Advar Maflim Eod, what's the Havamina to be Mechalik? Adarab. If you can kill a Baba Machteres, you can certainly kill a Roidif. The Chiddush of Baba Machteres is that he's a din of a Roidif. Roidif, it's Pashit, it's Pikuch Nefesh Gomor. If it's a mitzvah to kill him during the week, it's a mitzvah to kill him on Shabbos. What's the Havamina to be Mechalik between Baba Machteres and Roidif? So it would appear that we can say as follows: Be'ikar hadin of haruge beis din ein mimisin obso b'shabbos. The Rambam writes in the 24th parak of Hilchos Shabbos halacha zayin, Ein onshin b'shabbos. Alfa pisha onish mitzvah seseh. Ein adoch shabbos. You're not allowed to give punishment on Shabbos. Even though punishment is a mitzvah seseh, it's not doch shabbos. Ketzah, how does this work? Hareshin is chayiv b'veiz in malkas o'imisa. Ein malkan o'isoy v'ein mimisan o'isoy b'shabbos. Shenemar lo'isavaru. V'adin l'shara o'inshin. So, even though the onish is a mitzvah seseh, it's still not doch shabbos. How does this work? If a person was mischayiv and based in malkus or misa, you don't give him malkus and you don't give him misa, because it says lo sevar reish b'chol mashvaseich, and we learn that that's you're not allowed to carry out misas based in on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do the sreif on other misas based in on Shabbos. V'hu adin l'shar onshin. Rambam says not only the Gemara already says that you're allowed to, that you're not allowed to do misas based in on Shabbos. The Rambam adds hu adin l'shar onshin. Other onshim as well, you are not allowed to give on Shabbos. And this is even without an Isser Melacha. Even if there's no Isser Melacha involved, one is still not allowed to give any onesh based in on Shabbos. The Lashon of the Rambam say for mitzvah shouldn't base. Hizir me anosh hagdarim alachet alachote. We're not allowed to punish, give punishments of Beis Din on Shabbos. So the Nechinuch Kof Yudalit, and the Menachos Chinuch writes, then why is this its own love? The Iker Din is a Gili Milsa, that the Lohutrim is Beis Din b'Shabbos, and now it's an Isser Melacha. Magen Avram and Shin Lamites, if Kadin Gimel asks further, that in the Rambam's Mavur, that you're also not allowed to give Malkus on Shabbos, even though there's no Malach at all. So the whole issue is Malacha, then why not Malkus? Even Malkus Mardus, no Chabura. The Malkus Minotaur, you give B'chol Kocho, but maybe you give it without, you give it without Kol Kocho, but the Rabbanan. So the Magen Avraham says, maybe he's talking about Malkus, that you're doing a Chabur and it is a Malacha. However, B'pshutot's Mavur in the Rambam and the Chinuch, that it's a special love, they don't give an Onesh on Shabbos, Mavadis or Malach, besides the Isser Malach. And therefore, you're not allowed to give Malkus on Shabbos, even if there's no Malach. Because the Isser is to give an Onesh on Shabbos, also Muchach like that from the Yerushalmi. Fourth parak of Sanhedrin, Allah Chavav. Rabbi Law, B'shem Rabbi Yana, Mikam Lebatei Dinin. Shlo Yudanim b'Shabbos. So we see that there's a din miyuchad that you're not allowed to do din in onesh and Shabbos brought in the chinuch. And there the chinuch writes, Mishar Shea Mitzvah, Shabbos is day of resting even for the sinners. So batla din onesh b'Shabbos. Batla Torah onesh b'Shabbos. And that's how we can explain the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Vav, Sanhedrin Lamed Hey. But you might think that the Mises Beis Din is Doicha Shabbos. Kal v'choymer, ma avoida, that's Doicha Shabbos. Ritzicha is Doicha avoida. Shinar Mamim is Bechitik Chen Ulamus. If the coin's Chayiv Misi, you take him away from the avoida. So Chiv Mises Beis Din is Doicha avoida. Shabbos, that's Nitchas, Mepnei avoida. Shabbos is even stronger than avoda. It should certainly, Ritzicha should certainly be Doicha Shabbos. Certainly be allowed to be Mekayim Mitzvah Beis Din on Shabbos. And therefore, it says no. Alo Savarish Pachomish Vaseicha Miyom Shabbos Mitzvah Beis Din isn't Doicha Shabbos. So why not? Why taka not? It's a beautiful Kal V'Chomer. If avoda is Doicha Shabbos and Mitzvah Beis Din is Doicha avoda. Then Shabbos, which is nitches mipnei avoda, Shabbos, which is pushed away because of avoda, you do the avoda on Shabbos, it should certainly, Mrs. Bezin should certainly be docha Shabbos. Avoda is stronger than Shabbos. So if Mrs. Bezin is docha avoda, it should certainly be docha Shabbos. So why not? So based on what we said, we can explain that the yesod of the din is because on Shabbos, batla Torah onshin. And adrav, it's an isser to give an onesh on Shabbos. Memela, there's no mitzvah to kill him. The other rabbi, Hukaldino noch meon shob Shabbos. Now he's resting, like the Chinuch says, on Shabbos, he rests from punishment. So mele, there's no mitzvah at all. If there'd be a mitzvah, it would be doche Shabbos, but there's no mitzvah. Where we have to be ma'ayin, the Lashon of the Rambam is alfa pisha ha'onesh mitzvahs ese ena doche Shabbos. So it's mashman the Rambam, there is a mitzvah ese. However, but we're saying there's no mitzvah ese at all. So to the din is there's no mitzvah onesh on Shabbos. But in the chinuch we can say like we're saying, and in the chinuch we can say that the reason you're not doing gemisus based and on Shabbos is because there's just pashut no Torah onesh on Shabbos, no mitzvah at all, despite the kal v'chomer. There's no kal v'chomer. It's only you're only doing mitzvahs based when there's a mitzvah. Here there's no mitzvah. And based on this, we can explain the sugya in Sanhedrin that in the ikar din of Rodev, that hutar dama latzel is the sugya we started with. That hutar dama latzel is hanirdaf, even though normally we're not derech nefesh mipnei nefesh, but here there's a chiyuv misa that's chol al rodef, and he's chayuv machmas haradifa, and now his dam is mutar latzel is hanirdaf, and that's a mitzvah to kill him like that. It's mavur in the Mishnah that it's someone's baba machteris and he breaks a chavis, he's patur mitashlum and midin kim lebed rabba mine. So you see that it's midine onesh and chiyuv misa. In other words, this guy is a chiyuv misa, and if he breaks the chavit, he's patur mitashlum because it's an onesh. And since he has the bigger onesh of chiyuv misa, he's patur from the tashlumin. That's the chiv of the rodef. So now it's very good. We can say that on Shabbos that there's a din miyuchad, that you don't kill haruge based in. And that's a din in Hilchas Onshin, that you're not punishing on Shabbos. V'hu kol chiv hachotin. It's not a time for punishment, even for the sinners. So hu adin bebabe machteris. But del Torah son Shabbos Shabbos, there is no onesh. And therefore, one's not allowed to kill him because ain't docha nefesh mipnei nefesh. And therefore, there's no inyan of pikuach nefesh at all. Somebody's got to die. The question is, who's it going to be? So, if there's no mitzvah to kill him, then we're not allowed to do anything. He comes and kills, that's his problem. But we're not allowed to kill him, ain't doch nefesh mipnei nefesh. And there's no mitzvah, there's no Torah onesh in Shabbos. There's no mitzvah to give him his onesh. So that's the havamin of the Gemara, that baba machteres in Shabbos, you don't touch it. And that's the biur in the me, because we don't give onshe beizdin on Shabbos, because this is midin Torah onshe beizdin. And that's what the meiri means, that the pasuk is marbe that ain't lo damim, like he's like a mace. And this means that here the Torah is mechadesh, then rodef is different than other chayevei mises, that you don't kill them. Because here he's already dead. Vein ma'akvin dino klal. And that's a special chumrah in a baba machteris and a rodef, that they're already considered dead. And therefore you can't pater him from his onesh and Shabbos because he's not, he's kemes. And memela, once there's no longer an iser, so once now we're not allowed to kill him, hatzel is hanirdaf, even b'shabbos, because of pikuach nafsho shel nirdaf. Whereas now the nirdaf has a better status than he does, because he has no blood and the nirdaf has blood. He's kemes and the nirdaf isn't. So we chap him. Now we can explain the Meiri, who says that to adin barodef. We said, what's the havamina to be mechalik? Because we could say that since the pasuk of ein lo davim was said about above machteres, maybe it's a special gzeres hakasuf, the onesh of a ganav above machteres shein lo davim. It's like a mace, and he's not potter even on Shabbos from being killed. But rodef, which is Torah's Chiyuv Misa, Maybe he's like other chayvei misas. We're going to be mekel bedino b'shabbos and not touch him. And then he says, no. Just like it's Baba Machteris b'chol rodef. And the whole din of Baba Machteris is we're done him like a rodef. Since Baba Machteris comes mitzad rodef, so the rodef also ain't lo damim, and we're allowed to kill him even on Shabbos. So now we have some havana on the Gemara, and the sakadai techamina midi dehave aruge beizin, because that's takad din of the Baba Machteris mitzadis haruge beizin. So kamash malan, despite that, ain lo damim, and we're allowed to kill him. And taka we because of the pikuach nefesh of the other one. Not all it's carrying out punishments, because in Shabbos there are no punishments. But he's already out, because he's got no blood. So Mimela, now you say, oh, you have no blood, so now we're gonna save the life of the other one. Shalom, sweetest friend.